Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's the Nike billionaire versus the man who made him one. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The second Final Four game Saturday in the desert has an interesting subplot. Not only is it Oregon versus Carolina, but also Nike founder Phil Knight against the basketball GOAT, Michael Jordan, the kid from Carolina who pulled Nike from near bankruptcy and made it the athletic shoe, apparel, and equipment giant. Every time you see an Oregon football or basketball team decked out in Ducks yellow and green, it's the work of their biggest benefactor, Nike and Knight. The 79-year-old business magnate from Cleveland attended Oregon and Stanford Business School and never left the West Coast. He was a track athlete of little note, but had the idea that track shoes needed a serious upgrading. He sold them out of his car, began Nike, and gradually moved into basketball shoes that were coming into vogue in the late 70s and early 80s. Nike was not doing well, about to run out of money, when Jordan was the third pick in the 1984 draft and was thrown into a bidding war for his endorsement between Adidas, Nike, Puma, Converse, and any other company that made kicks in those days. Jordan's agent, David Falk, wanted to have a shoe not only endorsed by Jordan, but named for Michael, and Nike agreed. The Air Jordan brand was born, and almost 20 years after MJ retired from playing, he is still the wealthiest athlete in the world. Knight will be sitting with the Ducks contingent, and hopefully Jordan will be behind the UNC bench like he was for the NCAA championship game in Houston last year, when he announced a Jumpman partnership with Tar Heel football at halftime of the Carolina-Duke game this season. He watched the second half from the stands and cheered the Heels while giving the refs a hard time. As national TV will do, Knight and Jordan will get plenty of airtime if they are in their respective rooting sections and not hiding away in luxury suites somewhere. I don't know about Knight, but those private boxes are usually too far away from the action for Jordan, and if he is at U of Phoenix Stadium, he will be with his former teammates decked out in Carolina blue. That's one backstory of the primetime semifinal Saturday, the man who made it big making shoes, and the man who made it bigger wearing and selling them. This is Art Chansky. See ya.